Shmuel Beis Perachov Gimel Pasuk Aleph Ve'ele Divrei David Huacharonim, and these are the last words of David. Now we know that they're not literally the last words of David because David is still going to speak further in Perachov Dalid, and then in the beginning of Malachim Aleph, the Haftorah that we lain about where David gives a tzivui to the Navi and to Bathsheba that Shlomo is going to inherit after him. So Rashi explains that these are Nevuas David Acharonim. These are the final divinely inspired words, the final words of Ruach HaKodesh that David is going to utter in his life. And the simple pshat is that this comes at the end of the Shira of the previous Perek. And never again would David have divinely inspired words. And so the gratitude and the praise that David is about to heap on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for choosing him as king are the final words that he said after the Shira we just learned, but also after Tehillim, after all the Shiros in Sefer Tehillim that David composed. Now, we know that Chazal say that as many as 10 different people contributed to Tehillim, but the credit is given to David HaMelech, the sweet singer of Yisrael, as he was called earlier. And actually, Chazal learned from that somebody with a sweet voice, with a pleasing voice, should be the one to daven for the Amud, and to sing, to lead the Kehillah in prayer. Shir HaShirim also talks about the idea of a voice being sweet. So, these are the final words, at least the final words of Ruach HaKodesh. Ne'um David ben Yishai, the saying, Ne'um, the speech of, Ze divrei Ne'um David, says Mitzudas David on this pasuk, that these are the words spoken by David ben Yishai, and the Mitzudas David suggests, actually, that this is when David was still a shepherd, a lowly person who hadn't risen in the world to become king yet. Ne'um hagever hukam ol, and the saying of the man raised on high, which is the explanation that then the pasuk goes on to talk about David after he was a shepherd being raised up, Mashiach Elokei Yaakov, the anointed of the God of Yaakov, that he should be the king of Klal Yisrael, as well as the Manim Zemiros Yisrael, the sweet singer of Yisrael, as well. And David is also saying, Mitzudas David explains, that I haven't changed all throughout these different risings in my life that have brought me from place to place. I didn't suddenly become an egomaniac. I didn't become an aggrandized, absolute power exerter, but rather Ne'im Zemiros Yisrael, the sweet singer of Yisrael. So that phrase comes again and again, and that the Tehillim sung in the Beis HaMikdash are going to be the Tehillim of David as well. So there are Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are uttered by David and by all of us through David. The Zohar says that if David had lived to 100 years old, he could have rectified the entire world. The Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. He would have been the Mashiach. And the Zohar sometimes is more than meets the eye, but the Hukam Ol, Ol, says the Zohar, the value of it, Ayin Lamed, is 100. So if David had managed to make it to 100 years old, which he was never meant to do, his 70 years that were given to him by allocated from Adam HaRishon's lifetime. So this is an opening also, Eila HaDevarim, of the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, of Moshe's last testament, the words that Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael, that included both Nevuah but also Musar. Pasuk Beis, Ruach Hashem Diber Bi. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, spoke through me. Umi Laso Al Lashoni. And His word was upon my tongue. So when Ruach HaKodesh rested upon me, so my desire was to speak the word of Hashem so that all would hear it. And as the Nach is going to go on to say, that's exactly what he did. Gimel, Omar Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel said, so he's speaking the words of Hashem, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Yisrael spoke to me, Moshel Ba'adam, tzaddik, a ruler over men, is the righteous. Moshel yiras Elokim. Even he that rules in the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Radak says that Hashem said to David that David would rule over man, and Hashem anointed him as king as long as he had Yiras Hashem in his kingdom, and that he would be righteous. Only that long would he be the Melech, which turned out to be for his entire life. So the Targum Yonasan suggests that it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, the one who rules over men, judges truthfully. And he said he would appoint me to be a king and have the Mashiach come for me, who will ascend the throne and rule with Yiras Hashem. So all of it is combined. It's talking about David HaMelech. It's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power to appoint who he chooses. And also, when the ruler is righteous, says the Me'am Loes, when Tzaddik is the Moshel Ba'adam, then Yiras Elokim is prevalent throughout the kingdom. The people will emulate the ways of the Tzaddik. Everybody will be a Yirei Hashem. But if not, if the ruler takes a path of falseness, as we're going to see, if the ruler does not rule properly, then the people will not have Yiras Hashem either. It starts at the top. And this is something that nowadays in our democratic age, we prefer not to believe. Particularly those nowadays who are leaning more towards the idea of everybody is equal, we're all equal on the internet, we're all equal in a socialistic view of government, and I am not criticizing any particular political stripe, but there is a sense of skepticism in rule of one right now. It's happening in my particular workplace. And the problem is that the Torah and the Tanakh tell us that that's the way it's inevitably going to be. And if the ruler does not have Yiras Hashem, the people will not either. You know, as goes the ruler, so go the people as well.